been a rabbi for some 27 years. It's hard to believe what it must feel like to have served in the rabbinate for 50 years. But those who have, we owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude. You inspire us, you give us faith for the future. Each of you has your own story, your own record of service, and you have made a tremendous contribution not only to the conservative movement, to the rabbinical assembly, to the entire Jewish people. We pray that God will bless you with continued good health and with strength. It's now my pleasure to call forward Eugene Wernick, who is representing the class. So let me say a few words about Eugene.
Just a few.
Eugene served as a congregational rabbi with distinction in the United States and Canada. He is beloved by his students in recent years as he teaches advanced rabbinics at the Goldach Academy. Known for his command of languages and Jewish texts, in addition to Hebrew and Yiddish, has a working knowledge of German, Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and French. He is also famous for his great sense of humor and is known as a walking encyclopedia. Rabbi Wernick is also the father of our own Rabbi Steve Wernick, the CEO of the United Synagogue of Conservative Judaism. My pleasure now to present to you Rabbi Wernick on behalf of the class.
Thank you so much. It's really quite emotional. Not as emotional as I thought it would be. Standing here in the Unterberg Auditorium, because Chaval al Davedin v'la Mishtachachin, and I'm not talking about even the Ashkarot for our colleagues of blessed memory. But I'm thinking of the time when I used to say the Pesukei Nezimra on Shabbos morning, and all the professors were sitting here. You know, in our day, we were told that the seminary was an imitation of Breslau. So if they didn't say Brik Shemei Damari Alma in Breslau, we didn't say it here. Well, we've come a long way, baby. We've seen the ordination of women, and we worked for that, and we're proud that we had the opportunity to do so. And now there awaits the LGBT community. And any wise jurist can find a way to take the threads of the local and present sociocultural thoughts and weave them into the tapestry of the law. After all, the Tanaim talked about androgynous and tumtum. For you who are of the future, find the asmakta. The seminary was an imitation of Breslau. We think in terms of Breslau, we think in terms of the positive historical school. And that meant for us that no brutal fact against what could be the most sacred foundation myth of our people could turn us away from our love of Judaism and Jewish civilization. And so when my students in middle or high school ask me about Yetziat Mitzrayim, I say the only thing I know about it is that he didn't take the Staten Island ferry. But if that attenuated Jew, Heinrich Heine, could say that wherever freedom is spoken of, it has a Hebrew accent, then that myth means so much to us and so much to the world, to speak even of today. Because when we think in terms of how many years after the Civil War and the freedom of the slaves, Afro-Americans live in this land of promise, but they have not reached the promised land. And we must speak, not because of them, but because of our own moral integrity. Because if the prophets have taught us anything, spirituality, which is not married with the highest ideals of moral and ethical integrity, is an obscenity and the ultimate chilul Hashem. You know, when we graduated, there were many more conservative synagogues. And you know, I think that there was a direct ratio between conservative synagogues and kosher delis. And I say that only somewhat facetiously, because we were the comfort station for Eastern European Jews who came to this country and the first generation. And you know, Marshall Sklar was wrong. My grandparents were not non-observant Orthodox Jews. They didn't know what the term Orthodox meant in any language. And now we face redefining ourselves. But we don't have to. We don't have to redefine ourselves, because right here in this institution, it was Schechter who said and talked about Klal Yisrael. I never liked the term conservative movement. Masorati is perhaps too esoteric for American ears, and perhaps with a little prejudice on my part, but as Schechter, I like the term United Synagogue. But we represent authentic Judaism, because Judaism always spoke with many voices. Whether it was J and P and H and D, and as many E's as you can spell, or maybe more E's than you can spell, I spelled. Down to the Bayit Sheni, and that non-ordained preacher who said, in my father's house there are many mansions, to Beit Shammai, to Beit Hillel, to Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Yishmael, to Rava and Abaye, to Rambam and Ravid. There never was one voice. There was always many voices. Someone said to me, why do the conservatives accept atheists? I said, we don't accept atheists. It's just that we don't reject them. We don't reject any Jew. And it is with great sorrow that in our particular time, we saw those who thought they were on the left leave, and those who thought they were from the right leave. And the real reality is that they should have stayed, because we need every single voice. And I remember, I never thought so much of it as I do now, the majority and minority reports of the law committee of this organization. There are many voices, but those voices are in harmony. Their voices are in harmony because they all go back to the single notes of that which began our journey so many hundreds and thousands of years ago, where we heard, or at least it was reported to us, I have taken you upon eagle's wings to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Despite all the voices, they all are heard, just like Shemua v'Zachor, as one. And our goal is to fashion from a people a moral and spiritual body that can be an Or LaGoyim. That was our mission, that is our mission, and that will be our mission. And so AKs, say to you, the new Bale Tracing, the shield bearers, go forth into the arena of ideas and ideals. Be proud, be brave, and be courageous. We have nothing to fear. And all we can say to you is, Hazak, Hazak, Banit Hazek.
Rabbi Wernick, thank you. I know that we're all deeply moved by your words and by your message. And at this time, I want to recognize each of our honorees individually. Please come forward as I call your name. Rabbi Bernard Eisenman.
Hold your
talk.
I just
want
to not have the New York City.
Okay,
go first.
Rabbi Daniel Jeezer.
Right over here. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Rabbi Raphael Ostrovsky. Rabbi David Saltzman.
Ready?
Hold up the certificate.
Great.
Rabbi Barry Dove Schwartz. Rabbi Eugene Wernick. Thank you. Rabbi Lai, our 50-year honorees.